I was really pleased with the performance today. The control of the game was very good, in particular second half. First half, we maybe didn't find the spaces that we want to often enough, and that was just purely our positioning. Didn't allow us to keep the ball well enough and move it into the areas that hurt, and probably our final pass was just a little bit loose and a bit heavy at times. But a moment of magic before the half-time puts us 1-0 up. And then second half, I thought we were excellent, in all fairness. I thought our control in the game was very good. And the thing I said to the players before the game, and I thought they'd done this part of the game really well, I said that I've probably nearly 20 years to the day that I qualified as a young coach, got my first qualification badge as a coach. And over those 20-odd years, I've watched videos, I've read, I've analysed games, I've studied, I've been involved in games, hundreds of games coaching. And what I've learnt in that period is that the greatest principle that you can have in football is denying the opponent space. And how the players counter-pressed the game today, how they didn't allow any moment for Hamilton to make any real sequence of passes, and they've got some really good technical players, is a real, you know, really deserves a huge amount of credit to them in terms of how hard they're actually working. You know, as I said, there's so many points ahead, and like I say, they still shown that desire and that hunger to close the space, because as I said, as a coach, as a manager, that's where it starts fundamentally, how you defend. So another clean sheet, another calm performance, and like I say, second half we maybe could add one or two more. I'm very satisfied.
How is James Forrest?
Yeah, well, we'll see in the next couple of days. I thought it was unfortunate for him. It was a really good challenge, but the boy, it was strong, it was aggressive. James has had his second touch just takes it away from him a little bit, so he's overstretching it. As he's on the stretch, the guy comes in and wins the ball, and unfortunately, he hurts his knee. So we'll see how he is in the next couple of days.